This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Tens of millions of Americans this weekend will basically be in lockdown as three large states place severe restrictions on people's ability to move around, a dramatic action aimed at slowing the spread of the new coronavirus in the United States. California was the first to act and is being followed by Illinois and New York. The stay-at-home orders affect some 70 million people and thousands upon thousands of businesses. Two more states, Connecticut and Oregon, appear ready to make a similar move. All of this as the COVID-19 pandemic leaves its mark on the U.S., where the number of cases is approaching 19,000. At least 242 people have died. New York has the highest number of cases in the country, over 8,300. Worldwide, estimates of confirmed coronavirus cases range up to 275,000 and more, at a cost of over 11,000 lives lost. Bavaria has become the first German state to order its people to stay at home, except for travel to work or to buy food. Colombia is the first nation in South America to issue the same directive. Sri Lanka has closed all expressways for a weekend curfew. And in Africa, 40 of the continent's 54 countries are reporting coronavirus cases. Meanwhile, in China, authorities say there have been no homegrown cases of COVID-19 for the third straight day, and there are signs of a society returning to some degree of normalcy with the slow lifting of movement restrictions. Beijing is focused now on dealing with coronavirus being carried into the country from the outside, which could set off a new wave of infections. 41 such cases were reported during a 24-hour period early in the weekend. The Chinese semi-autonomous territory of Hong Kong reported 35 imported cases of COVID-19 as well. Italy is the current epicenter of the pandemic. Officials say 627 more people in Italy died of the virus on Friday. It was the highest day-to-day rise in COVID-19 deaths anywhere in the world. More news at voanews.com.